Right, Flip joining us on the River Islands guest line. Flip's listening to
He's the best.
His daughter, Dad, do you feel like that? I listened back to some of it and I was kind of cringing because I was like, boy, there's a lot of times I look at myself first, kind of hold myself accountable first before I judge anybody else. It's like, geez Louise, I remember, I'll say this out loud. I was working with Marty and Papa calls me. I get the contract and come over to 95.7 and came and Papa's like, you know, I just love your calmness. You're just always cool. You never, you know, you don't get too high. You don't get too low. And here we are 8 years later and I'm listening to the yesterday show and I'm listening to Monday's show and I'm like, damn, what the hell happened to me?
I'll tell you what happened.
I started working with you.
Absolutely. And we became the voice of the fans.
Oh my gosh, no!
Well, no,
I'm not going to survive doing a show like this.
No, I'm going to be 100% sincere. Oh. What has happened in Oakland is a travesty, yeah. And it's happened for generations slowly, right? And more rapidly in the last couple of years. And a lot of the stuff for the A's it's so redundant and has been for so long. Apathy set in a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants themselves, I'm talking about the ownership, everybody, should be thanking their lucky stars that people care this much.
Yeah.
Because if we were apathetic and we didn't care, there wouldn't be anything there.
No.
And I think about just like the modern era of just entertainment and consumer products and all that stuff. The number one currency is time. We're all running out of it, and you don't know how much you got.
Well said.
Amazon Prime is killing it because they will get it to you in the quickest amount of time as possible. HBO, Netflix, all the different streaming things are available because you could do it on your time. You can click on your time, all right? YouTube TV or Xfinity on the go, you can do it on your time, on the phone. The fact that we invest this much time into the Giants tells you we care, number one. We want to win. We all want the same thing. Whether it's Dave Fleming, whether it's Farhan, whether it's Giants ownership, the fans, the guys sitting in the bleachers, the kids that are going to games that I see in the front rows that Krug and Kipe are talking about. We all want the same thing. We want this team to be good. We want them to be relevant. And we're just losing our minds by how slow it's been. And we're losing our minds at what we're watching because going back to the redundancy thing, it feels very redundant. And when I see Derek Hill out in left field, it's like another Derek Hill
another
guy.
Platooner.
And it's not even on Derek Hill. It's the 82 guys before him who have done the exact same thing. Like Mark Canha. We even said, Mark Canha's probably a great guy.
Yeah.
I've been Mark Canha to death with all the paper cuts over the last few years of specific platooning against specific guys and they have to sit on the roster. Like, it's exhausting.
It is, but you know what Flynn did say? We're probably not going to see Wilmer Flores again. And Canna's just a piece. Now, I know Bob Melvin will be tempted to play Mark Canha, but the fact that we're not going to see much of Wilmer anymore, we may not see him again in the Giants uniform. It's like, wow, okay. That opens up at bats for others, for the youngsters.
Yeah, but like I like Wilmer, and at the end of last year, I was saying like you can't bring Wilmer back.
No,
and they did.
No doubt.
And he's a redundant player as well.
You know, Flynn did say though, going down to LA and just saying, like, look, our guys are trying, but there needs to be a little more. And that to me is Flynn saying, aren't you tired of being kicked in the teeth by this team? Aren't you tired of being laughed at by your rivals? Aren't you tired of just, they went in there with 60% of their roster and kicked your ass in 3 out of 4 days. Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you? And the fact that Flippy said, look, trust me, if they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be major disappointment. And look, and I want to defend Fleming because I know the position he's in. And it's kind of the position FP's in. It's kind of the position I'm in with the Warriors at times.
What's
and
that?
When you're a play-by-play announcer for a team, you're not going to just bash your employer left and right. They're giving you checks. You're working for them. You're not going to just go out and rip and say, fire this guy and fire that guy. So, Flynn, you know, people say, hey, he's a homer. Well, we love Krug and Kipe. They're homers, too. You know, when people say Fitz is a homer, well, Krug and Kipe's homers, too. They're all, you're not going to go out there and rip teams. You're going to present another side of things. And to his point, stepping back, seeing Ramos pop has been fun. Fitzgerald going on the streak, he's probably not going to get player of the month, but he's going to be in the conversation. It was disappointing he didn't get player of the week. It's been fun. You know, Patrick Bailey popping and looking like a leader in his clubhouse in just year two of his tenure with the big league club. That's a positive.
Yeah.
Birdsong's been a positive. You know?
It's just not enough, though.
It's not enough. Kyle Harrison coming around here. Let's see what he does. Let's see what these guys do. But all these guys are homers. So I'm gonna defend Flem hard. I'm gonna defend Fitz because they got a job to do. They're not gonna go out there. You can't have these announcers coming out here just bashing the team. But they're not gonna have a job. These are their dream jobs. So of course they're not gonna rip guys left and right. They'll be critical when they need to be critical. So I'm gonna defend Flem in that sense. But you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
Yes,
definitely.
He's not happy with the way things have gone.
No, he wants to win. And now, going long view. It made me feel so good that he sees and is hearing what I'm seeing and hearing. If Will Clark is saying Bryce Eldridge can be a Gold Glove first baseman and that the power is not just great, it's unbelievable. That to me is like, and I know I sound crazy.
No, it's not. 19, it's not. No, everybody's hyped up on him.
We did the same thing with Luciano, and I get it.
Everybody's on him, but I push back and I say, Flem, I hear all that. And I hear from you. Marco Luciano, they used to post videos.
I know.
It just sounds different coming off his bat.
I know.
And then his first game, he bats ninth.
I know.
And then he's at the bottom. And so I want to wait. I just want to wait on prospects. I've seen too many prospects flame out. Now, this kid may be the real deal.
I hope.
And he may. And trust me, I hope too.
The fact
we need a homegrown guy in the worst way.
The fact that they sent Will Clark to go work with him just warms my heart.
That's fun. That's great.
Doesn't it?
That's great.
Because that's the seal of approval, isn't it?
Now, what's his stats, though? What's Eldridge done lately?
He hits tanks, dog.
I get it.
All fields, too.
I get it. Joey Gallo once hit tanks, too.
No. This guy physically looks complete. Joey Gallo is a beast. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he hit tanks.
This guy, I don't even want to throw names, but he looks like a left-handed Aaron Judge at first base. The way he's 6'7", and he's just effortlessly going to left center. He has an unbelievable bat. It's just the power translates. He looks quick. He doesn't look physically like anything they've ever drafted.
So he's 20 years old, correct?
He's
going to be 20 October 20th.
Oh, see, I thought he just turned. Okay.
Yeah, October 12th. Well, he could be born in 2004. Maybe my math is wrong. 11 home runs this year, 58 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. 265 average, OPS 787. Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad. He's 19 years old. 6'7", 223. So he's 19 years old. Last year he hit 6 home runs. This year he hit 11.
He only played like a month and a half.
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's fine. He's got a long way to go. But hopefully he is the guy. We need a guy. We need hope. And the fact is, like, forget Bo Bichette. What we're talking about, you go get Vlad because you failed to sign big boys.
Yeah.
So your only avenue, like for a long time, the Warriors had to go try to trade for guys. They would have never signed Baron Davis on the open market. They had to go trade for him.
David Lee.
You know what I'm saying?
Big overpay.
Right. The Niners at one point, they were signing fringe pro players. But at some point, he's like, dude, we got to draft to develop in the worst way. We got to go find some blue chip players here. Mm-hmm. We can't. The guys don't want to come here. So that's where the Giants are at. We're not going to have to trade for a big boy. Now, I am excited to see these youngsters play. And it's going to be a daunting challenge. My frustration, though, is with the architect of the team. And the stuff he's selling, we're just not buying right now. No. We need more action and less talk. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So we're going to get to Dave and Fremont in just a second as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station.